I had a professor once tell me that I was a lot of glam and little substance. I gave him a cookie and told him to go fuck himself. To the Morbid Homemakers podcast, exclusively available on for download on iTunes. I'm joined with Miss Anne Rinaldo, and she's one of my very best friends. And Anne is also an inspiring fashion guru. She's somebody I go to with most all my outfits and say, does this look okay? What do you think about this? And she's also an aspiring makeup artist. And I'm joined with her today to talk about some fall style tips for all of you out there who are busy moms and busy homemakers. And even though your day is filled with activities, it does not mean that you still can't look your very best. And we're going to share with you some really easy ways to make that happen without consuming so much of your time. So welcome, Anne. I'm glad you joined us today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So I figured we'd talk a little bit about kind of a style 101, since this is our first style podcast that we've ever done for our listeners. And how would you, if you were explaining this to a beginner who really wanted to get into style and, you know, and really wanted to look their very best this season, how would you, you know, bring it up? What would you advise to them?
I would say that you want to dress the way that makes you feel comfortable, that makes you feel good in your own skin. Like, I wouldn't go around dressing like, you know, Rihanna or Lady Gaga, because that's not me.
Exactly. And I think a lot of people look at these sort of pop music icons or pop culture icons even as fashion inspiration. I think that they are very inspiring people, but they're also sort of like these visual artists, and that's their job, to look out of the box crazy.
Yeah.
I think you're exactly right. Dress for you and dress, you know, how you would want to look. But we can still do that with being in style and stuff. And I think one big mistake that people make is that they buy things that are too small for them.
Hoping that eventually that they will fit.
Yeah.
And like, that is not the
case. It's like setting yourself up for failure. Or like the opposite, they buy it too loose and it just looks disastrous. You either look like you're in maternity wear and you look at the question, oh, how far along are you?
We do not want that.
I think the key is that people, we just need to buy fitted. We need to buy things that fit us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And I think with the whole dressing in what I would feel comfortable in, it doesn't matter what, like no one else knows what size I am.
Absolutely.
So if I have to go up a size in pants to make them fit the way that, you know, they should fit and not be too snug, then no one else will know that but me, and everyone else is just seeing that they look good on me.
Absolutely. And I think that's one thing, you know, I think it's a common misperception. People think, oh, if I buy the size 6, I will look, you know, I'll look really great in the size, because everybody looks great in a size 6. Well, no, a size 10 or a size 8 doesn't look good in a size 6. They look good in a size 8 or 10.
Yes.
And I think it's like you really look flattering when you dress for your own size and you don't dress too small or too big. And I think that people just need to be confident in what they wear.
That is a big thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think sometimes, you know, if someone wears a bold, you know, outfit and they're just like, oh, you know, is this person looking at me? Do they think I look weird? You have to be, oh yeah, I know I look good in this
outfit.
I'm ready. Yeah, you can look at me.
I have this really wild pair of Dolce & Gabbana jeans that I got from a discount store. And they had, like, straps on them. And I think you've seen them.
Yes, I have seen them. I love those, yes.
But they're crazy looking. And I remember, because they were so tight. And those were tight. But that was when the skinny look was in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I remember going to the Walmart. And, like, because I was on my way to go out that evening, but I did stop at Walmart before I went out, and the looks I got from people, but you know, I didn't put my head down in between my legs. Like, I'm sorry. No, I rocked it with like confidence, because I knew I looked good. And and it was one of those things, like I looked at myself in the mirror before I went out. I looked amazing. And I went out of the house.
Liked those pants a lot.
They're
you
not
still have
I do, but they're not in style anymore.
Well,
all those straps.
True.
That, I mean,
it's okay.
I look like.
Keep them. They might come
I will.
Back.
All right. Anyway, and I think now we can talk about, that was kind of our style 101, I think, because there's some really three great tips that we've given our listeners. And let's get right into fall, because there's so much happening this season.
The style has changed dramatically.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Like in one season. It looks, I know, like two seasons. So many things are out. So many new things are in.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw, I think we have seen the transition coming, you know.
Yeah.
Like when you look at something, you kind of know what direction we're moving into. But some of the things, I'm like, whoa, where'd this come from?
Yes.
But I think we should also talk a little bit about some basics, like skincare, you know.
Skincare, yeah.
The air is getting a little cooler. It's getting a little drier. There are any great products out there that you recommend for some really wonderful skincare or any brands that you just like live by?
Yeah, I actually sell a brand called Artistry.
Oh, wow.
It is amazing. I use pretty much everything Artistry, the microdermabrasion, the chemical, it's all an all natural chemical peel.
Oh, wow.
It's really good. Everything from face wash, you know, zapper, stuff like that, makeup, everything. It's really good. They're always changing every season with always coming out with new catalogs.
That cater to the season.
Yes.
That's great. Yes. And where can we find out more about this brand Artistry?
You can go onto my website, actually. I have my own website. It is www.amwayglobal.com/Andrea Rinalo.
And how do you spell your last name?
Rinaolo. I know that, and no one can ever spell it correctly.
All right, so now we have a source where we can kind of track you down and get some of these great products.
Yeah.
I can't wait to try it.
And it's also all health and, you know, active related things also.
Oh, it's so
proteins, vitamins, tons of stuff. It's so much stuff, and it's
such a
awesome
relief too, because it's really concerning when, you know, I remember reading back in the summer about, you know, sunscreen, about how terrible some of these sunscreens are for you because there's so many ingredients in there. And like when you research, some of these ingredients actually can cause types of skin cancer without even the exposure to the sun, just having the chemical on you itself. And that's a little concerning.
And all these have like SPF in them to protect your face from the sun and everything like that.
Well, that's a really good relief to know. There's products and companies out there that really do have the consumer's heart and best interest at the center of their focus. And that's a really good relief. Well, good. And for hair and makeup, I would think there's a lot also going on with hair and makeup. It's not so updo and, you know, to the nines. It's a little bit more,
it's kind of just relaxed, real, you know, like just
natural.
Yeah. Very. I'd say like real, like, you know, loose waves or real straight, all nothing like crazy highlights or crazy colors. Just like an all natural look is what I think is in right now.
I'm seeing these feather highlights.
Yes, I actually have them.
Oh, you do? I was at the salon today getting my eyebrows done, and I saw them.
See them?
Oh my gosh, I do.
They're subtle,
Well, they're subtle for you because yours match your hair color. I didn't even notice them.
Mm-hmm.
I
have some down here, too.
Oh, wow. Let me see these. Oh, they're wild looking. But they look so great, and they look, like you said, absolutely natural.
Yeah, I like them.
Yeah.
I think that it's just like a little pop of color.
It is,
but it's not too much.
And that yours match your hair. I've seen some where people will have like white in them, which I think if you're gonna
and
get
I
the
feather
and I
don't like the real thick ones because they like pop out. You know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. They're like, they look like a loose end.
Yeah,
that's gone crazy.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I think that's I think natural. And I think it's just very chic. The more natural you look, even with the makeups, you're seeing, like you said, a lot of grays,
you know, the natural, you know, tans, browns, stuff like that. Not too dark, but not like non-existent either.
Right.
Or even like a pale lid. See, what I do sometimes is I actually have it right now. I put like actual clear lip gloss on it, just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
To just make it a little shine, but so it doesn't look
pale. Instead of all that glitter powder.
Yeah,
a
little tiny bit, just to give it a little shine.
I see. Oh my gosh, it does. It makes a dramatic difference,
yeah.
But it's subtle, like you said. Wow. Well, that's an awesome tip. Thank you.
Yeah.
And for lips, you think also the same thing, like a lot of natural, stick with your own shade. I like some of the shades that were happening last year. They were really bright and really different, but I mean, and then sometimes they coordinate with the outfits and they actually
sometimes
compliment.
Sometimes it
It's disastrous.
Yeah, you have to really be careful if you want to wear the bright lips.
But I think this season, like you said, it's all about natural and fall. And I think it's very relaxed this season, and it's very achievable.
Yeah, I think the clothes is more, bright and out there so that, you know, it doesn't, you don't want to have too much, like, so much makeup, so much hair, and then a crazy outfit.
Right. So,
you know?
Yeah, we want to have focus on the outfit, not really. Oh, yeah. I think that's something really good. You know, focus on my clothes, not on my face.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, of course, we want to focus on our faces too. But I think, oh my gosh, there's so much happening in clothing right now. And let's go through some trends. I know one that I just bought my first military jacket. And I feel like such a straight man. I was like, I remember buying it at J. Crew the other week, and which is one of my favorite stores. And
I love J. Crew.
Oh, I love their stuff. It's so classic. I feel like a Kennedy every time I put an outfit on. It's very like Americana and just classic, and you don't look too out there, but you look fashionable enough that it's current.
Yeah.
And they had a really nice military utility jacket, and I bought that. I love it. I've gotten so many compliments on it. Just, I think people know it's in. And it doesn't look too out there. But really, anything army is just totally in.
Yeah, the pants, the jackets.
Mm-hmm. Pins.
Like the slightly combat boots, everything.
Right. Yeah, not the dominatrix combat boots.
Yeah, no. They were never in.
Halloween, they're in. One night
true,
of the year.
True.
And any other trends that you think are really like a huge... They're huge right now.
Yeah, I think back in time, like a time machine, everything from the 20s to like the 80s is coming back.
Oh, even in movies too. You're seeing like a huge surge of like these, like Mildred Pierce, that was that one that HBO did and was up for, I think, 23 Emmy nominations. It's crazy. But that it focused itself in the 20s and the 30s. And Boardwalk Empire, it's another great HBO show. I know that it takes place in the 20s. And the style that you see on there, you're like, oh, I just saw that. Like, the vintage.
Vintage. Definitely. Like, the whole, like, Audrey Hepburn look.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm seeing so many things that, like, I've seen in her movies that are coming back.
Right.
Like, the crew neck dresses that are, like, either sleeveless or with sleeves.
Oh, yeah,
with,
they're
like,
huge
pearls
right now.
And the belts. Everything like that.
It's classic, and it's anybody can pull that off. But
right
now it's current. So it's a timeless look, but right now I think it's more current than it is timeless. I also saw some polka dots. I'm not really crazy on polka dots.
Yeah, me either.
But I am seeing them. I would just... that's one where you gotta look at yourself in the mirror before you just throw the polka dots off. anyway, and what colors are really in this season?
Jewel tones, really? The bright pop.
Those loud.
Emeralds.
Ruby.
Bright blues. Yeah, emerald purple.
Wow. So like,
the mustard colors.
Oh, yeah.
Too. So.
Yeah, I think what we're seeing too, like I've seen this done a couple times, and I love the look. I've not pulled this off myself yet, but where you see a loud piece, like either it be a loud coat, like a red coat or a chartreuse colored coat or a emerald or jade colored coat, like you said, being paired with a neutral tone outfit or vice versa. The outfit itself is these bright, you know, one color outfit and then they pair it with a neutral colored coat.
Yes.
I think that's a great look.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Very current, very in style. And one thing I'm glad about the skinny, it's just kind of yesterday, skinny.
It is, and I think that the just fitted pants, whether they be like flare leg, boyfriend cut, anything like that, you know, they're just, I think I've always tried to keep them in style.
Yeah.
Like, because I always like the way they look on me.
Right.
But they're really coming back now.
Yeah.
And even like the career look pants.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I'm talking about?
Like the menswear.
Yeah,
I see them everywhere, it seems, recently. And I think also, like, I'm seeing less and less leggings, but I'm seeing them, they're still there, but they're not the pants.
Just leggings.
Right,
yes.
Exactly. I was getting so annoyed when people would wear, like, leggings as their pants.
Leggings in a regular shirt. No. I never
work.
Watched that.
I'm like, that's underwear and a shirt. Yeah. You forgot your pants.
Yeah, but, I'm seeing them, the leggings, with like high waisted shorts,
which is,
or like loose skirts. Yeah. And I like that look. I think it's
absolutely. I think people get a little eerie of like really waisted high waisted shorts in October. But I mean, we're having a great Indian summer right now. It's like, you know, high 70s some days.
Yeah, it's.
Yeah, I just would dress for the weather. With global warming, who knows what the hell's going on. But what we do know is that you can now wear shorts in October when it's nice outside and feel okay with it. And I think because also you have that extra layer, that living layer.
Yeah, so you're still warm, but...
You have that flair of like, I'm not going to let go of summer just yet.
Exactly. We all need that.
But when it does get cold... my favorite thing are the fall sweaters.
Oh, I love sweaters.
And I'm so glad they're like thicker than ever this year.
I know. Isn't the big best? Knits are so in.
Like cable knits, like the huge knits. And I just I'm so excited. I can barely contain my excitement because I've never done this before. But we all know how much I love to craft. And Martha just came out with this huge crafting kit. It was knitting. She's partnering with Lion Brand Yarn. So you can do like 30 different designs. And I got it. And it's coming. I'm pissed I didn't get the rush shipping because I didn't realize it was going to be like 2 weeks till I got here. But it's coming. And I'm very excited. I can't wait to knit my own like thick.
Oh, you will go crazy.
I will.
You can knit me one.
I will. So I'm really excited about that. But yeah, we're seeing that being paired, you know, with the those skirts, those loose skirts.
Yeah.
And like, what's great about the skirts is like, you know, I saw this trend in summer. But, like, you see these, I've seen these for years, the long beach skirts.
Yeah.
I call them beach skirts, even though they're not, I mean, even, the, like, the beach dresses. Most people, you'll see them in South Beach, they'll put them on, they'll go directly to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Even with heels, they're still to the ground, and they're beautiful, they're flowy, and I thought, I wish that would make a comeback. And then this spring and summer, I saw so many of them on the streets, and people would be wearing them as the outfit, and I'm like, finally it's here.
Yeah, I love that look.
It hasn't retired yet because people are wearing them with these thick sweaters and they have those skirts on underneath.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so like, it's sort of like the loose hobo look that's out, but this one's not.
This one's more chic.
Yeah, exactly.
It is.
I think like the loose look is just looks sloppy on people. And I think like at the time, you know, we're like, oh, it looks great. And then we went out a couple times and we're like, no, it doesn't. It just doesn't like look very well put together.
Yeah.
And I think that's a great idea to go with. At least do it once the season, see the response. If it's a great success, do it again. All right. And finally, I think those are some great fall trends that are really hot right now that most anybody could pull off with great success. And I think lastly, we should talk about accessories.
Because they make the outfit.
They do. You can over-accessorize an outfit and you can under-accessorize an outfit.
Yeah.
You always see sometimes you're like, oh.
It'll make or break your outfit.
Exactly.
Sure.
And I think sometimes like what we were talking about, like, you know, even pieces of your outfit is an accessory. Like, I wear cardigans a lot, and
I always think cardigans
like the best accessory.
It is.
Like, that long skirt we were just talking about, that thick sweater, it's an accessory to the outfit. It completes the look that you're going for.
Yeah.
So, anyway, for accessories this year, what's really the hot thing?
Chunky jewelry.
Oh, yeah.
Chunky jewelry, brightly colored purses, the hobo bags.
Oh, yeah. Like, the over-the-shoulder.
Yeah. Across your body.
The huge bags that you
I just bought my first one. And I love it.
I got one from Terrain, but it's not really a hobo bag, but I treat it like it is one. And it's like one of these like burlap bags that you put your plants in.
Yeah.
But it looks so chic. I put all my groceries in it, and I think it's like the best accessory. And I think with the chunky jewelry, we're seeing a lot of naturals come back. It's not so much. I mean, I see some of the bright colors, like the bright chunky jewelry. That's big right now. I'm not seeing so much of the bangles. Like, you know how like a couple years ago we were seeing those really skinny bangles that you could like stack and make them look like they're thick. I'm not seeing so much of that anymore, but I am seeing like thick bangles.
Yeah.
And
thick.
Like wood. I'm seeing like natural materials surface in the jewelry trade where you like wood is huge right now. Feathers are everywhere.
Oh my God, yeah.
The feather hair extensions, I'm seeing like feathers and headbands, feathers around necklaces.
They're really in right now.
And they're really cute. I mean, because it gives you that natural look. It's not like one of those, like Nicki Minaj had like a chicken wing around her neck the other week at the iHeartRadio Festival. And chicken wing? It's like selling out. Oh, and it was a pink chicken wing as a necklace.
What?
And it was like gold links around. And it's selling out. It's like, it was on perfectacy.com.
That is ridiculous.
It's on sale for $80. But I'm like, who's going to wear a pink chicken wing necklace? Of course, I would love to maybe buy that for Halloween and be Nicki Minaj for Halloween.
You would do that.
But I mean, at the same time, who wants to pay $80 for a chicken wing? Yeah. I mean, all right. And, I think also like the thick scarves,
yes.
We talked about that, like the thick knits. I think you're seeing that not only with the sweaters, but you're seeing it with the scarves, the fingerless gloves that are still in. And they're not really going to be efficacious with keeping your fingers totally warm, but they look really good. So don't wear them when it's like 30 degrees outside. Wear them when it's like, you know, cold enough that you can get away with wearing gloves, but not cold enough that you're going to give yourself frostbite.
And also with the scarves, I don't think that patterns for clothing are as much in, but patterns for scarves.
Oh, they're very in.
Yes.
Oh, plaids?
Yes.
They're huge right now plaids are big for clothing. But I think also we were talking about things that are out. You know, let's brief on that for a little bit.
Okay.
Things that are out. I think definitely the thick belts.
Thick belts are out, skinny belts are in.
Yeah, definitely.
Like brightly colored or even neutral.
Yeah.
Skinny belts.
They're huge right now. Put that over to, and I think people make the mistake of, they think that it has to go under the cardigan. It's okay.
It's over. Over.
Yeah, over. That
definitely
should be
over.
The top layer of your outfit is the skinny belt.
Yeah.
Like keeping kind of everything put together. And patterns are out.
Patterns definitely out.
Oh, I saw a huge surge of patterns come after the Slumdog Millionaire movie came out. Everybody was like, oh, well, they dress so vibrantly and we need to dress more like that. And I think what we've retained from that is the vibrancy of the colors this season, but we've lost the patterns and we're sticking with solids. And it's okay to stick with solids.
Yeah, I prefer solids. I like solids.
Yeah, let's talk about some shoes that are out.
Uggs.
Oh my God.
They're out.
I think they've been out. It's just like people just can't let them
go. I think it depends on the age.
I think so too.
I think with teenagers, they want to keep them in,
right?
But I think Uggs are out, and like the knee or above boots are in.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they're very in.
Yeah.
But not Uggs.
Not Uggs. No.
but I think also I'm going to start giving people the look that I give people who make out in public, who are wearing Uggs. Yeah, I'm going to be like, "What are you doing?" Take them off.
Yeah.
They're inappropriate for me. what else is out for shoes?
Moccasins.
Oh, I never liked that look.
I had a pair of like slipper moccasins.
Oh, they're okay.
But
I have a pair of slipper moccasins.
Yeah. And these are kind of like, no, they're not moccasins.
I think the moccasins looked good with those really super skinny jeans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That were
they were cute.
To the ground. They weren't cuffed or anything. I think, that was a good look. But I didn't like, I'd see people wearing dresses with moccasins. And
no.
I was like, you're not Pocahontas.
Yes.
Sacagawea is on the dollar coin. She belongs there. Do not bring her into the stores. I think also, we talked about the overly loose hobo look being out. It just looks sloppy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And super skinny's out. I think it's the season, like we talked about.
It's
all about
fitted.
And I was just at Dick's the other week, the sporting goods store. And Under Armour, I had to get an Under Armour sweatshirt. That was waterproof because we were having like rain every day here. And when I go to the track, I don't want the weather to inhibit my exercise. So I went and they had this really a sticker that is just, they have this really nice sticker that's on the outside of all their fitted garments. It said fitted, underlined, not tight with an exclamation point. And I think that is something that people just misperceive. People think that fitted is tight. You know, when you go to those Abercrombie and Fitches. And you see these shirts that say fitted, and you try them on. It's like, really, it's the medium? Because, like,
it's constricting
everything is showing, you know? But, yeah, thank you so much, Anne, for coming out today.
Thank you for having me. It was a blast.
I had so much fun. I'm so glad you came out and gave all of our listeners some really great fall style tips. We're definitely going to have you back in the spring.
Thank you. I would love to come back.
And we'll talk about some more great makeup tips, and we're going to have you definitely on our a cookie podcast.
Ooh.
This year. So I'm so glad.
Our listeners
are looking very forward to that. So anyway, thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. And next week, we're talking all about how to keep that refrigerator clean. Right before flu and cold season strikes us, foodborne illnesses are on the rise, and we want to make sure that we have a sparkling, clean refrigerator and that everything inside of it is kind of clean. All right.
That sounds good.
I know. I'm really excited. I've done a homekeeping episode before, but I've not done one based on one item in the house. And I think the refrigerator is the one thing where I go into other people's homes and I notice how disgusting it is.
Yeah.
And not that, I mean, it's something that can be contained. It's something that can be fixed. It's an easy fix. If you have a messed up oven, you're on your own. But a fridge, anybody can clean up. So
yes.
Anyway, tune in next week, guys, and thank you for listening. Have a good one.